Ready to record, Mallory?
I am recording.
Done.
Okay. It is now 7:03, and we'll call the meeting to order. We have the presentation of the agenda before us. Is there any additions or deletions that need to be made?
Martin, you said you had something from Tristan?
Yes, in regards to PFAS. I don't know if we finished discussing that at our last meeting, but I think he was March. I think Tristan told me March the 15th he was done his EI. So if we give him a letter saying about COVID, that's the reason why we didn't extend him, then he would be able to collect.
Okay.
So he wants to go to EI or CRB?
Well, whatever's going to work, I guess.
Which one would it be? The CERB, he doesn't need a letter. He just has to apply for it.
Right. Oh, but you get, yeah, then you will get taxed on it. I think if his wages, if I worked it out, if you're over 43,000 a year, 45,000, you should best go off to EI. If you're below that, then you should probably go to CRB.
Yeah, well, I don't think he was 45,000, was he?
No, I think he's best to go to the benefit instead of EI because it's only temporary, we're thinking.
Right. Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. Okay, so that's what I was going to mention, but we can talk about that after we move on to minutes of our last meeting.
Okay, I'll add that into staff reports.
I have it written down here, and then I'll bring it up later in the meeting.
Okay.
Can we add, looking at the by-election again? I know I sent an email to everybody there, just some looking for a little bit more info, I guess.
Unfinished business?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
And the other thing we have to add is communication number 9, the bylaw officer. He contacted me today and said that he hasn't received anything about whether we're continuing or discontinuing with him. So I just need to get confirmation from you guys.
Okay. So if there is nothing else, we'll move on to the minutes of our last meeting.
Did we ever a chance to look at that columbarium?
No, I haven't had a chance to look at it, no.
Okay.
I looked and I still couldn't see anything on it, so.
No? Okay.
I would think being on a, that it's on the north side of the fire hall probably didn't melt off it.
No, there was ice and snow when I looked at it again. So
I was there. Okay, it'll be a while then.
Get any input from the fire department on the fire hydrant on the elevator by the elevator?
No, I haven't talked to anybody on the fire department. Okay.
I guess there's been no meetings either, hey?
No. Figured that hopefully we can have a meeting one day and can bring it up then.
Okay. All right. Is there any other questions on the minutes of our last meeting?
I think that's it for me.
Nope, none for me.
Okay. If there's nothing else, can I have someone move those minutes to be filed as read?
Sure.
Wengelbach, bye.
I'll second it.
Geiger?
Too late.
You gotta unmute yourself, Kaylee.
I did!
Kate, all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
It is carried. Okay. Moving on down to communications. Insurance renewal.
Martin, you have the insurance renewal. It's in with the accounts payable. I haven't gotten the PDF sent to me yet, so when I get that sent to me, I'll send it out to all you guys. I already sent you the amount, so you know that it's just going up the little bit that Garth said it would.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty much it.
Somebody forgot to email the PDF today, but we're not naming names.
Okay. Somebody that we know?
Hey, somebody that you can see on your screen. I already got in trouble for it. Moving on.
Okay, number two, letters, Sherman letters.
I should say I received a third one from them today that I sent out to you guys, just saying that they wanted to make sure that all the letters were in correspondence, or sorry, communication, so you guys all have received all the letters.
Mm-hmm. Kaylee...
So for the first two from Sherman's, I've sort of compiled everybody's notes to me. There's a few edits that I'll make, and I'll send them all out to you guys again tomorrow.
Okay.
We want to, I don't know, give it like a deadline of end of the week to get them sent out.
I think in the one letter she was requesting it by the 16th, was she not?
Yes, it was.
That's
which is that's Thursday.
Yeah, today, yeah.
Yeah, if everybody, like, I have everybody's comments from them, the 16th mm-hmm. is no problem for me. I can, if I send them all out to you guys once I edit them for final approval tomorrow, and then I can send them, you know, tomorrow night or Thursday morning.
Okay.
And then her email from today. Sorry, I'm just bringing it up. So she asked for the correspondence for the provincial court fees. And Mallory was going to black out everybody's name.
No? Dean, I talked to Dean at the RCMP about it, and he said they cannot be sent out just because, like you said, Kaylee, privacy, and it's got people citations, what they got tickets for with names, so it can't be sent out.
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so
then, I'll explain that then.
I'll just explain what it actually is. It's just a summary of us of tickets issued in the area is basically what it is, right? So.
Yeah, that we collect money off of.
Yeah, our jurisdiction.
Yeah, yeah, it's violations in our in their area here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
And then February 25th, correspondence from Russ Lillejord. We can send her a copy of that. Susan Hillier, request for agenda. We can send her that. A transcript of Russ Lillejord's questions to council. Nobody transcribes their meetings, so that doesn't exist. Same with the letter to Russ regarding the documentation of harassment. That also doesn't exist. But that's explained. If you guys read the letters, we did explain that. She obviously hasn't seen that yet. But and then the letter from Fern and the letter from the lawyer, like those would be like the HR, the LaFoyp or whatever. So I don't think we can send those, but I can explain that and I can add the legislation in there. And the letter from Lee Bishop asking for that policy, that was actually mailed. Does somebody have that we can scan it and send it, include it?
I do have it saved in a file for you, Kaylee. I'll send it to you.
Okay, perfect. I think that covers all of them.
Okay. Moving on down to... a new business in Southie?
Oh, you missed RCMP lease.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I just got the information today and never really had a chance to go through it yet. So
it's a very in-depth document.
Yeah.
And this is the first we've seen it, and we're already past dates that are listed in that document. I think we need to have further discussions with the RCMP on this, because what they're asking for is not something that's quick and easy, and it is going to be a cost to the town just to put that together.
I talked
they
wanna to...
They want to see drawings and everything else. So.
Ruth, who sent me it from the RCMP, I asked her, I said, this is the first we're seeing it. What kind of timeline? It already said that it expired. And she said to ignore that date, that it is still open. And then I said, tonight's meeting is going to be the first time we talk about it. I said, are you just looking for details of the lease, location, specs? What exactly are you looking for? And her reply was, you can send the bid by PDF to my email. That's all I got.
Like I said, there's a lot in that document that's not something quick and easy. It's going to take a lot of discussion around. I'd be surprised. Do they not have like a blueprint or some kind of layout they want to see, as opposed to us trying to design a building for them, not knowing what they're looking for?
Yeah, that's what I would put back to them, is that when they were talking, they originally kind of said how big they want and all that kind of stuff. So they must have an idea in their head what they're looking at.
Well, for sure.
At least a layout or something, right? I mean,
right.
You can't go in working blind. It's kind of pointless for us to design something and them say, no, we don't like that. Let's go back. And it just costs us more and more money.
There was
I think we kind of offered where we wanted it, and they kind of agreed to it, if I remember correctly. But we need a lot more information. Like, yeah, there's a lot of information in here, but they're going to have to give us some ideas of drawings, specs, like something like that. They got to have something. They built lots of these, I'm sure. Pretty much probably cookie cutter, I'm guessing. But we need some information on that. Like, we can't just go in blind and start building this.
I was hoping for more details from Ruth. That's all she said to me. And when I talked to Dean, he asked if we had discussed it lately, and I said we were discussing it tonight. So tomorrow maybe I'll follow up with Ruth and say that, do they have blueprints, some kind of specs they want us to follow, any kind of direction with it.
She did say that she sent it out in what, January?
She said the beginning of the year it was sent out. She said, but there was a confusion with the emails possibly. And I said, how so? And she said, well, I sent it to the other one. And I only had mine then, the two Saudi. So
regardless, this is the first council seeing it, so we can only react from here going forward. But
that's right.
There's, like I said, there's a lot there. You're going to have to get an architect involved. We're going to have to get a survey done on the land once we know exactly how much land they want for it as well, so we can figure out cost on filling and everything else. And then I seen in there they're willing to commit to a 15-year lease with two options on renewal. Yeah. I think you got to base your lease on payments on covering the cost of that building in that first 15 years.
That's what the in case they opt out. Too.
But then I'd also like to review it again, but some of their out clauses in that document is basically giving you 6-month notice and they can pay you for 6 months and walk away. Well, if they do that in 5 years, you're in a lot of trouble.
I get to have that, but I don't think they're going to be going anywhere, to be quite honest.
No, but it's still, you want to make sure.
I'm sure if you looked at the other lease, you probably had something like that in too. They are going to have that, but
that's the same type of scenario that they had with this present building that they're in now.
I'm not too concerned about that. It's not like they're going to up and just leave.
No. But when Dean had talked before, he said there's another town, and I forget the name of the town, in up north here someplace, is going to be virtually the same as the one that they're talking about for here in Saudi.
I wonder if we find out who that is and see if they're ahead of us and maybe they have a plan or something drawn up already that we can use as an idea anyway.
Maybe Dean could give you a heads up on that, Mallory.
Okay, I got it written down to talk to Dean tomorrow.
Okay. So there's a lot of reading material there to go through on this this draft that they have here anyway.
And Mike's right. I had the old lease that I pulled, and it's very similar. It's the 15 years with additional 5 years. An additional 5 years, their clause that they can come out. They have the option to renew. It was all real similar. It's just this is a new build.
Yeah, they're all going to be the same.
Because then we'd have to look at obviously financing options and that too, right? You're going to have to talk to the bank and have to say, hey, look, this lease offsets the entire cost over this period, but you obviously don't want to start making payments until that lease kicks in and stuff like that. But
Yeah.
There's a lot to work through here before we can just give them a document on, here you go.
That's right.
No, it's going to take time, right? So that's, I think, the first step is, like you guys said, just let's see exactly what they want and start going from there. Right now, we're walking into it blind.
Okay, I'll talk to Dean tomorrow and get more information, too.
Okay. Did we talk about Susie's letter?
That's number 5 after new business.
Yeah. Okay, the new business in Saudi.
So we received a letter that said, I would like to invest in a small business in the town of Saudi, a pizza place and ice cream. We found a small lot right next to Subway owned by Samir Patel. Mr. Samir owned 3 lots in town. The lot we are interested in is the one closest to the Subway. Mr. Patel would like to sell or rent that lot, as he has mentioned that the lot has all services, sewer, electrical, etc. Question is the lot service, sewer, electricity, water, etc.? Permits, permission to move the dollhouse, which I attach a picture for you guys. And what are the permits or requirements that require to establish that dollhouse and operate? So I talked to Tristan, and he was supposed to be talking to Gord. He was going to double check with him. He believed that one was serviced, but he was going to double check it. And that was yesterday we talked, and he hasn't heard from Gord, or he hasn't got back to me yet on it.
Mm-hmm. That lot there, that's where the original Anderson building was on. And I believe that lot is serviced, but the ones to the south aren't.
Can we find out because for sure to let him know?
Well, that's for Tristan.
Would they have to take like the metal detector, or how would they find out for sure?
He said Gord would know, and I haven't talked to Tristan about it. He didn't say anything today. He was busy, and I was busy, so we didn't talk today. Permits and permission, I sent a letter to PBI asking them about what kind of permits would be required for this, and I haven't heard back from Bob or Walter yet.
Okay. All right.
Does anybody see any issues with allowing it? Should the services be there and they obey all the permits and bylaws and such?
Did everyone see the pictures? The picture?
Yeah, I think it looks decent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's cute.
Yeah.
It reminds me sort of that one place in Strasbourg, that barn they had there or whatever, right on the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
A little bit smaller, but same idea.
And as far as competition wise,
I think it's kind of hard to say no to a new business once they come into town.
Yeah.
Exactly. if it meets all the requirements, I guess we just let them go ahead.
I told them that first step would be I'd talk to PBI about the permit, and then I'll send them the form along to fill out to open the permit once I know if the lot's serviced, so I can let them know. The question is, if the lot is not serviced, are we going to be bringing in the service for them?
Well, I guess that onus is on the town.
Well, we had talked about before, if you buy a lot as an unserviced lot, then remember we've talked about this a few times.
Yeah, with the new bylaw, because they own that lot as an unserviced lot, or like the current owners own it as an unserviced lot, that it's not the town's like financial responsibility.
Yeah, right. That's right.
Yeah, it'd be on them if it's not serviced.
So we would look at servicing it for them, but we would be charging it back to them.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would think anyways, that's kind of how we discussed last time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. Everyone good with that?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay, moving on to number 5.
So Susan's letter, everybody's read it, and you've all sent me your comments, and I've compiled them and I've sent them out to you. So we'll just do a final draft, same thing, I guess, tomorrow. And we will respond to her Thursday. Sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Works for me.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to number 6. PCL certificate number 6.
I didn't pay it in this accounts payable, but it'll be paid in the next one if it's all approved.
Yeah, it's not due till the 30th.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought.
Yeah.
Right.
1080 went through, it looks like, and they've signed off, so.
And their number wise,
we are getting closer anyway.
Yeah, and number wise, they're looking like they're staying on track, which is a good sign.
Well, they told us previously here that they're anticipating falling a little bit behind schedule as far as timeline goes because of the number of workers they can get in there. But
yeah,
cost wise, it looks to be on schedule. So.
Okay.
Are we going to get an approval that we're paying that to PCL?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll make that motion.
Moore, seconder, Lingelbach, all in favor?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, it is carried. I think something else we forgot, Mallory. We have the agreement for the 99 contract also, right?
That's
number 7.
Oh, yeah, it's not on here. Okay. Okay. So we have the contract before us. It's was supposed to be, it was dated for the 13th. So does everyone see the information about the contract?
Are we still good with the hourly rate?
I think the rate's fine.
Yeah, me as well.
Yeah, I don't think we change it. Okay.
That was my thoughts too. Well, but.
Although it looks like they have contract completion date in there as March 30th, 2020. I assume that meant to say 21. But.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll switch out tomorrow and then I'll get Martin to sign it when he stops in with the checks.
Okay.
And it is exactly the same as the last when I looked at that one too.
Yeah, and I'm good. The rate's, what, 180 an hour?
Yeah.
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 I think that rate is fine. We're making out okay with that one, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to push it, right?
Well, no. So we need a motion that we sign this contract. Okay?
I'll second.
Seconded by Geiger. All in favor?
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. It's a done deal. Sorry, I'm just writing some stuff down here. Okay. Number eight, Keith Hawes. Excuse me. We talked about that before here.
I think your agenda is a little different than ours.
Yeah, I think your agenda is different because Keith shouldn't be on yours. It should be Jerome Flamin masks, number eight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I have. I printed mine off before. Sorry. Kate, Jerome Flamin.
He had called me last night. His significant other's son, I believe, is coming back from China. And he has a line on masks. He named the two different types, but I can't remember what he said they were. And
are these the N95 dust masks type of thing?
I think so, yeah.
If they're coming from China, they'll be the KN95 more than likely. We're dealing with it at work too.
Okay, so he said...
basically, the specs are basically the same.
Yeah, he can get them quicker than... a lot of the suppliers can. So he wondered if the town or any organization or anything in the town, if they came to the town, if they needed or would want some of these masks. He said to he'd like to make sure the local area is taken care of first before wherever else they would sell them to. So
and he spoke with Colette, you said, right?
Yeah, he did speak with Colette, and Colette said to contact one of us. So he did phone me last night. So I don't know if anybody knows of.
Are they looking at like a minimum quantity? What are we talking price wise? Any ideas?
That I don't know.
They are the N95. And I was looking at pricing of what other municipals are spending right now. And there's some like QPAR just bought 100 filters for 114. So that's kind of an idea of where people are
sitting. It's all right.
He actually did mention somebody from QPAR, so I don't know that he was going to talk to. I don't think he talked to yet, so. But I can find out more information if we feel we'd have the need.
Well, I think the first responders would, and fire department, they have their other respirators, but I guess if they respond to an accident, they'd probably want to.
See, and then I didn't know, do those have to come from SHA or...
Yeah. The N95 should be certified in Canada.
N95.
Okay. See, we should... Do we talk to the fire department to see if they have any or need for them or...
I would say let's find out if there's a need before we buy any, I guess, but...
And I can even talk to Jerome, too, and see if there's a minimum order and what the pricing... what they're thinking of pricing.
Like, who else would you...
Guys, like, they have to... Like, we can't... Guys not working forever, so...
Right, so that's my question. Do we talk to...
That was my thought. A lot of other towns in this group have been securing some for their foremen and their outside workers as well for the summer.
Right. I don't know.
Yeah, like, it would be a bad idea, I don't think, because you don't know how long this is going to last, right?
Yeah.
There's speculation July, August, where we're well into cutting grass and stuff like that. So I don't know. I think, yeah, get a price on it and see what his minimum quantity is. But, yeah.